Children and adolescents with a disability may also need to learn to make decisions in order to participate fully in the wraparound process. Self-determination is a key determinant of whether a child with a disability will succeed in their adult life. It's defined as one's ability to exert control over one's own life. Self-determination is affected by both the skills individuals have to self-manage and advocate. For example, make choices, communicate, set goals, plan activities, negotiate, manage time and activity, and the opportunities caregivers and systems provide to exert this control. For example, opportunities for inclusion and reduction in risk. In your readings, you find a guide to fostering self-determination that's one of the promising practices identified by the Weissman Center at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. The Weissman Center is a university center of excellence in developmental disabilities. The ways in which self-determination are achieved include teaching children and youth the skills they need to become independent decision-makers and using collaborative planning processes such as wraparound and person-centered planning. The link in your syllabus takes you to a page with other information about self-determination, including checklists and suggestions for teaching self-determination from education staff. You'll find this an excellent resource.